This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. What a great day today, an exciting day, because we won a huge Supreme Court case, and it was actually another Supreme Court ruling that most people haven't even looked into yet about religious beliefs by employees that also was a good ruling. And then there was a New York State Supreme Court ruling that reinstated every employee in the state of New York who was fired for refusing to get the COVID vaccine and also reinstated with back pay. So, I mean, great stuff. But the main Supreme Court ruling, as everybody so excited, is the Supreme Court struck down affirmative action in college admissions forevermore. You cannot pick someone for college because they are black. You just can't do that. It's not right for the white kids. It's not right for the Asian kids. It's not right for anybody. It's not right for the black kid. I think the biggest reason black people should be cheering today is now if you get into an Ivy League school, everybody knows you earned it. You're brilliant. You deserve it. You deserve the big job making $250 a year coming out of college on Wall Street for Goldman Sachs. Not because you're black, because you graduated Harvard and you're black and came from tough circumstance in a bad neighborhood. That's amazing. That's impressive. That's great. I'm all for it. But you can't tell me because you're black you deserve to get in even if your scores suck. And that's been going on a regular basis for many, many years now, many, many decades now. And on top of that, a great friend of mine took his child to Duke University on a campus tour a few weeks ago. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. And said, Wayne, it was like being a traditionally black college, you know, one of those American traditional black universities like Howard University, because everybody was black on the Duke campus. He said they don't accept white people anymore. White people were like 1 out of 10. It was, you know, we're the huge minority. What is that? What kind of country do we live in? Remember that movie? I think it was called No Country for Old Men. Is that the name of it? No Country for Old Men. I feel like writing a column, No Country for White Men. You know, we're not wanted anymore. White straight males aren't wanted in America. Not for jobs, not for college. So the Supreme Court struck one in favor, not of white people, but in favor of equality for everyone. Everyone should get in based on how smart they are, how good their scores are, how good their campus interview is. That's how you get into a college, not because you're black. Now, let me give you the flip side, the bad side. As great as that ruling was, and I'm excited, and we'll have a great lawyer on. My good friend Barack Lurie will be on in about 30 minutes from now or so, actually 25 minutes from now, to talk about that ruling, because he's been talking about it to me for 3 weeks, saying it's going to come down. It's going to come down. It's going to be a good ruling. Supreme Court has hinted that they're going to get rid of affirmative action in colleges. So he'll be with us, brilliant attorney, to talk about what it means. But here's the way I think liberals think. Liberals don't care about rules or laws. They don't give a damn what the Supreme Court says. They want to change the Supreme Court now. Today's given them new impetus to stack the Supreme Court with, you know, 10 more people that are all liberal, so they've got the advantage. I've been very unhappy with the last few rulings by the Supreme Court. I thought they were awful. You know, the ruling about open borders, awful. The ruling, that was 8-1, horrible. Couldn't believe it. Unimaginable. The ruling 6-3 against Republicans in North Carolina about redrawing congressional districts, horrible. But I have to live with it. A law from the Supreme Court is the final ruling. That's it. But not liberals. They're going to do a workaround. Harvard and all these elite colleges, maybe all colleges, are just going to either use zip codes or they're going to use the interview. They'll go, oh, it just so happens every black kid had a better interview than every white kid. Just so happens every gay kid had a better interview than every straight kid. Every transgender had a better interview than every straight white male. Or they're going to use the essay to get into college. The essay that you have to write in your admissions packet will have to talk about the pain of your life. And, of course, white people have no pain whatsoever. The pain of discrimination, the pain of being born black, the pain of being born a boy when you know you're a girl and they force you to wear blue when you know you like pink and tutus and high heels and lipstick. It's all so bizarre and so weird. But that's what they're going to use to get into college now as a workaround to get around the Supreme Court ruling. You want to bet? So they'll never again base it on race. They'll base it on zip code, and they'll base it on other bad things. Now, other, you know, bad decisions that are not fair, that are not equal. They don't want equality. They want superiority. But when Barack Lurie gets on, my attorney buddy, we'll find out whether that can stand or not, or whether that would be against the letter of the law, and therefore lawsuits can be brought. And when lawsuits are brought, they'll overturn that and say, you guys at Harvard just got fined. You guys at Harvard are going to face prison sentences for trying to literally break the law. We laid down the law. You're trying to break it with a workaround. I want to hear if they can actually legally do that from Barack. We'll see. Some comments today. I want to find the comments. Biden slams the Supreme Court for the affirmative action decision, says this is not a normal court. Coming from a man who is not a normal president, he's brain dead, he's got dementia, he doesn't know where he is, he's reading a script very badly, he walks around aimlessly, doesn't know the difference between his wife and his sister, I'm sure, does not know he's president of the United States at times. It is nothing normal about the Biden presidency. Boy, talk about the pot calling the kettle black. It's not a normal Supreme Court. How about the last two rulings I hated? I didn't call it not a normal Supreme Court. I called it a bad Supreme Court, but I don't know about not normal. Biden's the one who's not normal. Tim Scott, U.S. Senator from South Carolina, responds to the Obama's criticisms. Michelle and Barack called the affirmative action ruling by the Supreme Court heartbreaking for young minorities. Heartbreaking. Is that heartbreaking? As my great buddy sent a little note to me today, Doug, he said, Wayne, make sure you stay on the air. Now when a company is hiring, when you graduate college, they know that if you're black, you made it in and you made it out because you're brilliant, not because you're black. This is better for black people. This is better for Latinos. This is better for gay people. You got in because you earned it. That's what this will prove. And then they could hire you not being scared to death that you're going to wind up being an affirmative action hire and you're going to be a disaster because you graduated Harvard or Columbia, but you're a dum-dum. You don't know anything. You can't work at Wall Street. You're going to be a failure for the first minute you get there. Now they're going to know they're brilliant. If you're black and you graduate Harvard because you got in because you got high SAT scores, then you're a brilliant kid. I don't care that you're black. Doesn't mean a thing to me. We need to be a colorblind nation. It's about performance. It's about quality. It's not about, the color of your skin. And then Tim Scott responds to the Obama's criticism. And Tim Scott basically says the Supreme Court decision is a positive for America, a positive for African Americans. He was on Fox News, and Michelle Obama said her heart breaks for young people who are wondering what their future holds. Scott said the Obamas and others on the left are pushing lies from the pit of hell about opportunity in America. And I'm starting to like Tim Scott more and more and more. Maybe he will be the vice president on the ticket with President Trump. President Trump put out a tweet. I don't know if he put anything out about affirmative action. I'm sure he did. But I know he put this one out. He said, President Joe Biden and every living president except Donald Trump are direct descendants of slaveholders. Jimmy Carter, slaveholders. George W. Bush, slaveholders. Bill Clinton, slaveholders. And through his white mother's side, Barack Obama descends from slaveholders. And this comes from Reuters. I hope that every African-American in our country is reading this right now. Remember! Exclamation point. And then the comedian Jimmy Fallon, I don't really know who he is, but, you know, all I do is work 16 hours a day like I've done my entire life, 40 years since I got out of college. I'm a worker, man. So I don't sit around listening to conservative comedians. So I'm not quite sure who Jimmy Faye is. But, yes, they say conservative comedian Jimmy Faye attacked Obama's rant by sarcastically stating the obvious. Thank you for taking the time to tweet from one of your mansions that there's no way for black people to get ahead in America in this day and age. Very, very smart tweet. Very good stuff. Very true. And then the New York State Supreme Court, of all places, deep blue New York, with a liberal, obviously a liberal Democrat Supreme Court. Amazing. Shocked me. Rules that all the employees fired for being unvaccinated are now to be reinstated and have to give them back pay. Yay! Congratulations. Good stuff. I love it. I love it. That's great. I've got a commentary that I'll read you tomorrow. Tomorrow, Friday, on Lindell TV and USA Audio. Tomorrow. But it's the big story that I put out tomorrow. I wrote it today, but I'll put it out tomorrow about Joe Biden and a $1 billion scam. You thought it's bad that he stole $6 million or $10 million or $30 million or $40 million like they're saying in Congress? I got what I think is stone-cold proof that he stole $1 billion from the American taxpayers. And I will put that out tomorrow. And coming up in the next segment, a lot of news about the corruption of Joe Biden and a great statement by Donald J. Trump about Bidenomics. Sponsor of this opening segment of the show and the whole show, of course, MyPillow and the great Mike Lindell. This is Lindell TV. It's the MyPillow Network. And so, Mike Lindell, thank you for having me on. Right now, take advantage of all the special offers at MyPillow.com, including MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free, up to 80% off overstock sale and all their great bedding products. Go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code ROOT to unlock all the biggest savings, up to 80% off overstock. Promo code ROOT. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com. How safe is your money? In the wake of multiple bank failures, financial experts warn that we could be facing a systemic banking crisis that might just end in catastrophic collapse, which could decimate your savings. And guess who will pay for the bailouts either way? You! Worst of all, government solution is central bank digital currency. If Big Brother doesn't like what you do or say or buy, banks could shut off access to your money. And if that's not scary enough, inflation is destroying the value of your savings every day. That's why so many people are choosing to diversify into gold and silver. Protect their wealth. After all, gold and silver are like wealth insurance against economic crisis. Call Goldgate Capital right now at 855-770-GOLD to discover how physical gold and silver can help protect your savings and protect you from financial disaster. Just say war for Wayne Allyn Root to get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate Capital at 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and MyPillow. They sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT,
you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off. But you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription. Plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we'll have my guest today, Barak Lurie, a brilliant attorney, to talk about today's Supreme Court ruling. And I'm also going to quiz him on the last ruling by the Supreme Court, 8-1, that said open borders are just wonderful and dandy, and states like Texas and Louisiana have no rights. If Joe Biden is not enforcing the laws of the country, then there's nothing a state can do, which goes against everything I've ever learned in my life and studied in my life about the United States Constitution. We are a states' rights country. That's what made us great. How could the Supreme Court get that one so wrong? Today they got one right, but I don't believe anyone's going to listen to them. There's going to be a workaround, I'm telling you. The very same colleges that are now barred from discriminating based on race will now base it on zip code or based on the essays, and it won't make any difference. But the states like Texas and Louisiana that are on the border, Arizona on the border, New Mexico on the border, in the middle of the battle against Joe Biden allowing everybody in, they won't have a workaround. They won't be able to do a thing. Supreme Court rule, that's it. And they're going to listen to it because we're a bunch of cowards and they're a bunch of fighters, and I don't know why. By the way, if you missed this show, and it's normal airing here at Lindell TV, frankspeech.com, Lindell TV 2, you miss it at 7 o'clock Eastern. You can watch this show at 10 o'clock Eastern. It repeats on Brighteon TV, Brighteon.tv, Brighteon.tv. All right, Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I can keep this one very short and simple. I started their 88-day program, started off with me about 2.5 years ago, and in 88 days I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly dangerous visceral inner body fat, and gained about 10 pounds of muscle. It changed my life. It rearranged my body, changed the way I looked, changed my attitude, made me more confident. And next thing I know, I was on national radio and I got two TV shows. So now I got Lindell TV and I got Real America's Voice TV show. At the age of 61, I landed two TV shows. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, John and Chelsea Jubilee and Energized Health. They can do it for you. Science backs this up. So be like Wayne. They're offering my fans the WAR 40% off discount. They call it the Action Discount. Take action. Join now. Mention WAR. Wayne on the Root and get 40% off. Everybody wants to look thinner and fitter, have less fat, melt the fat off, feel great, ready to fight in this revolution we got going on. Save the country. Save your kids' future. EnergizedHealth.com. EnergizedHealth.com. Promo code WAR. Or call 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Biden regulations have cost Americans almost $10,000 per household. Remember, Biden's only been in office for 2.5 years. And he's already put out more, I guess, you know, you'd call them regulations or the cost of regulations, than Barack Obama was in office for 8 years. It's unbelievable. And so the cost is about $10,000 per household. He added $10,000 to your costs. Unbelievable. In 2.5 years. And then I told you I wanted to talk about Joe Biden, because I've got this big billion-dollar scandal that I'll be talking about on tomorrow's Lindell Show and Saturday's Real America Voice show. And it's a scandal no one else in the country knows about but Wayne Allyn Root. I just put it out to all my fans at my my website, rootforamerica.com. Go there. You can read it right now. Rootforamerica.com. I believe Biden stole $1 billion, anywhere between $900 million and $1.1 billion, by overcharging and overpaying for Chinese COVID tests. And he bought it from a Chinese Communist Party company. And I'll have that whole story for you tomorrow. I'm the only guy in the country who knows it. And I'm telling you, it's factual. He stole $1 billion. Or he doesn't care about the taxpayers. And he blew $1 billion, gave an extra billion to the Chinese as part of the scheme where they own him. He just stole $1 billion from you and gave it to them if he didn't steal it for himself. But you know he stole it for himself. You know he either split it with the Chinese or took the overpayment for himself. You know, knowing Biden's background, you've got to understand, there's no question. You never give him the benefit of the doubt. He's a thief. He's a scoundrel. He's dirty. He's an extortionist. He is the most corrupt human being and the most compromised human being in the history of the United States White House. But a IRS whistleblower reveals how the DOJ gave a sweetheart deal to Hunter Biden, who received $8.3 million from China, Ukraine, and Romania between 2014 and 2019. And then don't forget Tony Bublinski, Hunter Biden's ex-business partner. He offered to testify at a Hunter Biden grand jury and never heard back from the DOJ. This is what goes on in the United States of America. It's not Biden. It's the Biden crime family. They are an organized crime family, like the Gottis, like the Gambinos. It's incredible. Our country is being run by organized crime. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
War now.
USA News Update. The former school resource officer Scott Peterson has been found not guilty on all counts for his response to the deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida. An emotional Peterson spoke after the verdict.
I would hope I would never want any any law enforcement officer in this country to go through what I went through.
Peterson was the only armed officer at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School at the time of the 2018 massacre that killed 17 people and wounded 17 others. Race can no longer be used as a factor in college admissions. It comes after the Supreme Court today ruled in favor of challenges to affirmative action programs at the University of North Carolina and Harvard. The High Court ruled that the university's admissions policies were unconstitutional. Aspartame is an artificial sweetener that's expected to be declared a possible cancer causer by the World Health Organization. Dave Collins, USA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Lots to talk about. Today's big Supreme Court ruling. Before I get to it, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, RevRex. The IRS is hiring 86,000 new IRS agents. You'll notice I said 86, not 87, because Kevin McCarthy, our supreme leader, did such a great job getting rid of 1,000. Thank you, Kevin. Friends like you, it needs enemies. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited by those 86,000 new agents. That's not the amount of agents that they've got arrayed against us. That's just the new additional agents. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex, Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, RevRex will match up your revenue, reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA exclusively for my fans. Special discounted pricing. Tell them War sent you. Go to RevRex.com. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Go to RevRex.com. That's RevRex.com. All right, the big news story today, and that's why I made sure I had a good guest to talk about it, is the Supreme Court ruling that affirmative action is over for colleges. I wish they would have ruled it's over for every business as well, and maybe that'll be the next thing. But it's over for college. They cannot use race to deny a white person or an Asian with a better score over a black person with an inferior score. And we've got Barak Lurie with us, former atheist who turned to God, managing partner of the firm Lurie and Seltzer in L.A., Los Angeles, author of Atheism Kills, Atheism Destroys, and his upcoming book, Atheism Steals. Barak Lurie, great friend of Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me. What an extraordinary day today is. It's all about fairness and what's right under God and also for American principles and the Constitution. I'm very excited about this.
Well, you're more excited than I am because I know liberals, Barak, and liberals don't care about the rule of law. They break the law all the time and they couldn't care less because the ends justify the means, as famous liberal horrible people have said, like Saul Alinsky and Karl Marx. The ends justify the means. So I don't believe for a second they're going to play fair and say, roll over and play dead and say, we lost and now we're going to let in all the white and Asian kids. I believe they're going to lie and cheat and do whatever they have to keep it exactly the way it is. So let's talk about it. Before we get to my cynicism, let's start with the ruling. You believe it's a great ruling. Tell us why.
It's a great ruling because it's all about the Constitution at the end of the day. It's about a violation of the Equal Protection Clause in the 14th Amendment, as well as Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So it's brazenly unconstitutional to discriminate on the grounds of race. And as the court itself said, I'm quoting from the decision, the Harvard and UNC admissions programs cannot be reconciled with the guarantee of the Equal Protection Clause. Both programs lack sufficiently focused and measurable objectives warranting the use of race. Unavoidably, employ race in a negative manner, involve racial stereotyping, and lack meaningful endpoints. We have never permitted admissions programs to work in this way, and we will not do so today. So that is exactly the right point. This is where we're going to do. And not only that, but they also say later on, be very careful how you play with this, because you cannot do indirectly what we will not allow you to do directly today. So if, let's say, Harvard or any other private school or public school decides to play this funny game where they're going to find different ways of doing so, it will open them up for litigation regardless, because it'll say, look, you're doing indirectly what you can't do directly. And, right. This is a very solid thinking this way.
Right, but I saw Harvard's statement today, and in their statement they said, okay, we're going to listen to this, basically paraphrasing, we're going to listen to this, and we're not going to base it on race anymore, but we're going to use the essay. I believe they said in the statement, or something to that effect, if I remember correctly, that we may use the essay where you're going to talk about the discrimination you faced in your life. So, I mean, they're already admitting they're going to try and do a workaround, and I've heard many others say that colleges around the country will base it on zip codes now, instead of on race. But of course they'll base it on, you're in a white rich zip code, you can't get in to our college. You're in an Asian wealthy zip code, can't get in. You're in a black underprivileged zip code, you get in. So that's the way they're going to try and work around this.
But your belief is the Supreme Court basically slapped their hand and said, you try that game, you're going to have a problem, correct?
Right, that is correct. They will have litigation if they try to play that game. And look, the court actually addressed this. They say, and I'm quoting again, nothing in this opinion should be construed as prohibiting universities from considering an applicant's discussion on how race affected his or her life, be it through discrimination, inspiration, or otherwise. But despite the dissent's assertion to the contrary, universities may not simply establish through application essays or other means the regime we hold unlawful today, meaning what we cannot be done directly cannot be done indirectly. So this is a very important part of the aspect. They know, the Supreme Court will know that they're going to be trying to do this, and they're saying, we're not going to play this game anymore. Now, keep in mind, by the way, and this is directly to your point, Wayne, in 1978, the Supreme Court came down with the famous Bakke decision.
Right.
And everyone was very happy with the decision, because what happened there was they said, look, no more quotas. It's ugly to do this, but you can consider race as a factor. Well, guess what? The universities took that to mean, yeah, but no more quotas. That's great. We can use race as a factor, and we'll go 90%, 80%. I mean, it's absurd. Some of these colleges, you see like 20%, 30% white students, and everyone else is a minority of some kind or the other. It's not right. So happening, but I think they're really trying to tighten this up right now, Wayne. That's what I think.
And by the way, Barack, I saw an article in the New York Times a year ago, and the basic assertion of that column in the New York Times was, and it was about Harvard, if I'm not mistaken, and the basic assertion was that the most important, compelling thing that gets you in now is to say that you're gay or trans. It's not even black. So in other words, forget about the percent that's black at Harvard and Columbia and Penn and Dartmouth and all the other Ivy Leagues, Yale, Princeton, you name it, Brown. Forget that. It's not that just overwhelmingly people of color. It's that overwhelmingly gay blacks, gay Latinos, transgender Latinos. You're not welcome unless you're like 12 different kinds of minority and Americans that are discriminated against. That's what they're looking for. They'd like you to be disabled, transgender, lesbian, and black. It's really quite bizarre what's happened to our country. Reds, I don't want you to be white. I just want you to be the best student with the highest grades and the highest SAT scores and the National Merit Scholarship, and teachers saying you're the best student they've ever had. Not an average student who happens to be black gets into Columbia or Harvard. That's what I'm fighting against. I assume you as well.
Well, that's exactly right. But look at the distinction. And you're right to be concerned about the loopholes that Harvard and otherwise will try to seek out. But the fact of the matter is, this court is saying, and it can't possibly see all the possible ramifications how that people can play with this decision, but the decision is very clear. No more affirmative action. It's completely unconstitutional. Unlike the Bakke decision, which didn't say that affirmative action was unconstitutional, it simply said, we don't like the way you're doing it. They said the quota system.
Got it.
So here it's a very clear message. It would be completely litigated should they try to play around this. Look, people will try to play around. It's always been this way. People always try to get around rules and regulations and such. But this is the rule. That's the important thing of it. Just like the abortion decision, people will try to get around the abortion decision. But it is the law now. And
let me bring up, we are
protected.
Let me bring up a shocking decision, and I didn't tell you we're going to bring this up, so I'll be hitting you on the seat of your pants here, but I want to get your reaction. Last week, the Supreme Court ruled 8-1 in favor of Biden's open border and against Texas and Louisiana. And they said, you have no right to bring a case that, you know, that Biden is letting everybody in and not enforcing the immigration laws of the United States. Barack, I thought the whole United States Constitution was based on the fact that we are a states' rights country, and therefore states have all rights reserved for them that are not automatically reserved for the federal government. And so why would a state not have a right to say, we need to keep our border safe and we need to keep our citizens safe? Wasn't that a shocking 8-1 Republicans that Trump appointed all voting in favor of an open border? What do you think happened there? Because I was sick to my stomach.
Well, okay, so there are two parts of that decision. I was also sick to my stomach about the decision. But what the ruling was more about the executive power of the branches of government. So technically speaking, it is the executive branch that has the authority over the border, right? This is the essence of what they do. It's not necessarily saying that states cannot do what they want to do in order to protect their particular state. I don't think that they prohibited the states from doing that. What they did say is that the legislature, Congress, cannot make laws that override the executive branch when it comes to border control. So, yes, it's awful what Biden is doing with the open border policy, but so be it, so to speak. Did they leave any leeway?
Do they leave leeway for Texas to protect their border? Or this means that's it, the open border question is decided?
The way I read it, they do not prohibit Texas or Arizona or whatever country that borders on the state from protecting their own states and making sure that they don't overrun that particular state. It was only a ruling on the issue of whether or not you could overrule Biden through his executive branch as to border policy. That's
all right. Well, you and I both disagree, obviously. It makes me sick anyway. I think it's terrible. What's happening is awful. I don't know how you can allow open borders. You're not a country anymore, and we're not going to be a country. But we got to run. Barack Lurie is managing partner of his law firm in L.A., Lurie and Seltzer, author of Atheism Kills, Atheism Destroys, and his upcoming book, Atheism Steals. And we're going to have you on soon. As soon as that book is out, we'll have you on to talk about Atheism Steals and your background as an atheist now turned to a man of God. Thank you, Barack, for coming on.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you. God bless to you. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, RootsForAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Avenue Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll free, 800-422-8148. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open-space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, we're on. Wayne Allyn Root's. Welcome back to Lindell TV, as well as USA Audio Network. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. So, I've got a big commentary that's coming out mañana. It's actually out on my website right now. I gave a sneak preview to my thousands of fans. But I'm going to talk about it on Lindell TV and USA Audio Network tomorrow. And I'll be talking about it on Real America's Voice. I'll unveil it on Real America's Voice on Saturday. That show is at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific. But the title is The Crime of the Century. Did Joe Biden and his cronies steal $1 billion from U.S. taxpayers by overpaying for Chinese COVID test kits? And so I've got what I think is absolute proof that Joe Biden stole $1 billion. So here they are pussyfooting around, worrying about $5 million here and $5 million there and $10 million here and $40 million while he was vice president. I believe as president he stole $1 billion by overpaying for Chinese COVID test kits. And he did that to a company that is related to the Chinese Communist Party. So I've got all the stats for you. And when you add it up, I guarantee you, you'll agree with me, he stole $1 billion. That'll be on tomorrow's show. Clay Clark is the sponsor of this show. Clay Clark and General Michael Flynn, the famous general who, I guess, Democrats thought was the most powerful man in America besides President Trump, because they went after him the way they went after Trump. He was actually the first victim before they went after Trump. They spied on Trump, and then they went after General Michael Flynn, who was supposed to be the new National Security Director, and they destroyed his life, bankrupted him, and almost put him in prison. General Michael Flynn, very sad, but he is a true patriot, a true hero, a great American, and he'll be the man in charge of and speaking at the Reawaken America Tour in August in Las Vegas, where I live. First time it'll ever be in Vegas, and when you go Vegas, you got to go big. So this will be about 10,000 people in attendance, and use the promo code WAR to buy your tickets. And when you use that promo code WAR, you name your price for the tickets. So no matter what they charge, you name what you can afford, you get in. Get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Timetofreeamerica.com. The event is August 25 and 26 in Las Vegas, Friday and Saturday night in Las Vegas. Running out of tickets, running out of time. Make sure you get your tickets now. Timetofreeamerica.com. Use the promo code WAR to name your price. All right, so President Trump made a statement today, which I thought was one of his best ones of all time. Bidenomics, because Joe Biden is bragging now about Bidenomics, has created the worst economic decline
since the Great Depression. He said Bidenomics is the opposite of President Trump's historic economy. President Trump's success is low taxes, low regulations, low inflation, maximizing American energy production for affordable energy, fair trade, and no job-killing globalist agreements. I love every one of those things. And by the way, you know, Trump is a genius. He is brilliant. He is wonderful. But there's nothing there that I haven't put out long before Trump. You know, I've written 16 books now, and some of my favorites were The Conscience of a Libertarian and Millionaire Republican and Murder of the Middle Class and The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide and Trump Rules. And all of those books had those ideas in them before Trump ever appeared on the scene. But Bidenomics, he says, Trump says, is high taxes, crippling regulations, crushing inflation, a war on American energy, soaring energy prices, job-killing globalist international agreements like the Paris Climate Accord, total economic surrender to China and other foreign countries, and even mention total surrender to Iran with the Iran Treaty. It's America first, economics versus America last. So again, I love everything he says. There's several pages to go through, but all of it shows you how bad the economy really is under President Biden, and the media is just in la-la land. I mean, it just don't care. You know, a perfect example of that is there was a story, say, in the UK Daily Mail about RFK Jr., and it was an awful story. Oh, my God, they destroyed him. My guess is presidential hopes are probably over after this story, not today, but over time as the opponents of RFK Jr., like Joe Biden and whoever else is running, grasp the implication of what's in this story, RFK probably will never become president of the United States. Doesn't change that he's right on vaccines. Doesn't change he's right on Ukraine. Doesn't change he's right about the deep state. Doesn't change he's right about the deep state murdering his uncle, John F. Kennedy Jr. He's right about all those things. He is so spot on about vaccines and the COVID vaccine. But they want to destroy him and take away all his credibility so no one will listen. And the story was just awful about all his cheating on his wife, and then she committed suicide. And that's a story the average American doesn't know, and the average American woman, when they hear it, I think will lose their minds that this guy cheated a million times on his wife, and she killed herself. That's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. She killed herself. Then he had her grave moved. If you believe the story, if it's true, and they're basing it on his own diary, he's not a nice man. He's a nasty man. Joe Biden's not a nice man. Joe Biden's a nasty man. Don't you think Joe Biden's had a million affairs? Joe Biden's a pervert. Joe Biden loves to grab little girls and sniff their hair. Joe Biden's a weirdo. Joe Biden used to swim naked in front of female Secret Service agents, all of whom said they felt weirded out by the guy. So, but the media won't cover that. They'll only cover RFK being a bad guy because they don't like his views on the vaccine. This is what they do to you. It's character assassination. I don't know how true all those charges are against RFK, but I know anything he did, Biden did worse. And they don't mention that. All right, we're done for tonight on Lindell TV. We're back on USA Audio right now. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.